Central New York's very own local news magazine show. This is the Talk of the Town.
Talk of the Town.
With Mark Piersma and Frankie Elias. Weekday mornings, 7 till 10 on 100.7 FM. WUTQ.
More music, commercial free. 2 hours to start your work day at 10. Right after Talk of the Town, every weekday right here on 100.7 FM. WUTQ, your at work station. You guys want to send us your text, 623-0373, or if you want to chime in, you can always give us a call, 624-0870. Frank, pull that mic down for me. Frank, do the honors, please, for our next guest.
Yes, this morning in the studio, we've got a local blog writer, Chris Board. Welcome to the studio, Chris.
Chris, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning.
So tell us, you write a local blog? What do you write about, and what makes your writing different from other blogs?
I write about local theater, mostly movies, criticism.
Well, so you're pretty tough on people?
Not all the time.
Not all the time. Well, don't write a review about the show, please. I don't think I can handle it.
Actually, please do. It'll make us all better.
Oh, man. Yeah, it would be better. Jay's laughing out there. Better when Mark jumps off the roof. So how'd you get into this, Chris?
Well, I guess I started writing... When I was 10 years old, I saw The Godfather on television, and I said, boy, that was better than Star Wars, but I didn't know why. So I went to the library, and I started reading film criticism, and then I started writing. So I'd see a movie, and I'd write a paragraph.
What's the best Godfather film? 1, 2, or 3?
Oh, I think 2.
2, it's got to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why everybody hates Godfather 3. I mean, it's not that bad.
It was okay.
It's not that bad. I mean, it wasn't 1 or 2, but it wasn't certainly like the worst movie in the world.
And Roger Ebert hated the second Godfather.
Oh, that Roger Ebert. Wait, is he the one that died?
He did.
Okay, that Roger Ebert, he's terrible. So you do theater, you do what else do you write about, and what's your favorite thing to kind of critique?
My favorite thing to write about, I guess, is local theater. Lately it seems to be what I'm writing about more and more.
And the local theaters that you have reviewed and the plays or productions you've reviewed?
Sure. Players of Utica, obviously. Anything that I see. So I saw this show last week by Outcast, which was out in Clinton, and I wrote a review, and I didn't love the show, but I wasn't trying to say stay away from the show.
Right.
I was saying that these are the things that I think could have been done differently or better, and that kind of ignited a little firestorm, and people get mad when they read a negative review because they think you're rejecting them, and that's not my intention at all. If I don't like a play or something, I'm not trying to tell people not to see it. So I think everybody in the audience can have their own reaction, and the only thing that makes a critic is that they tell you why.
All shows seemingly have their pluses, their minuses, areas which they can improve, and then areas which they also excel. How do you highlight the good and the bad to present to the reader a blog that is all-inclusive in your opinion?
Okay. I spent years as a stage lighting designer and as a technical director for theater. So when I approach something, I'll approach it first from a technical perspective. These are the things that I think could have been done better about the lighting, the sound, the stage work. But I've also seen thousands of movies. I've been an actor, so I sometimes have something to comment on about the acting or the singing or whatever. When I think about a way to criticize something, I have to think, what's my angle going to be on the piece? So what's going to be interesting to the reader? And then not only do I try to get across my opinion and why I think something, but I try to make it interesting to read.
Yeah, you know, it's a fine line, too, to walk between just being a guy that goes, because the Internet's opened this up for everybody to be a critic. But what you see locally, a lot of times, it's just like, oh, these guys suck. Oh man, these guys are awful. They're idiots. They're morons. Or this production was cheap. It was It was flimsy and it was just terrible. Nobody should go see it.
At least that's what they say about her show.
I just read the reviews from the show.
and it's fine if you think it sucks. Just tell me why.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, don't just say like, oh, Frank's an idiot. Or, oh, Mark, he's ugly. He's an ugly guy. I don't want to watch.
And we might disagree.
Yeah.
I'd love it if there was 10 blogs in the area writing about the same thing and we all disagreed.
Yeah, that would be, it's that'd different be refreshing. So what do you think about the theater scene locally? I mean, you know, overall, what kind of grade would you give it?
I'm a part of it. So I act in shows, I direct shows, and I also write my opinions of shows that are out there. So I think it's healthy. I think we keep getting better. Players is doing great work. Outcast is doing great work.
Does anybody like say, hey, you know, Chris, listen, I got something going on. I want you to come down and review it. Do you get invitations at all to kind of critique something?
I'll get backdoor invitations from the actors. Yeah. Sometimes they'll say, please come and review this, but don't tell anybody I asked you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know how that goes. Oh, that's cool. So what do you got coming up on the old blog?
Well, tonight I'm going out to Syracuse to see their show in the next room.
Oh, I got to ask this.
Frank just
looking at the movies that you've written on. And the most recent one, or ones, you got some good ones here. American Sniper, Selma.
Yep. Let's talk about Selma real quick. There was a lot of outrage that they didn't get an Oscar or something. They didn't get nominated for as many Oscars as they wanted to.
I think the director should have been nominated.
You think so? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I haven't watched them. I don't really watch movies anymore. I don't have time to get out and sit down at a movie.
There's only been four female directors ever nominated. Only one's ever won.
Right.
She would have been the first black female director nominated. Why not do that?
So do you think it was deserved? Do you think so? You think she deserved to be nominated for the Oscar?
She did great work.
Do you think that? I mean, a lot of outrage now, and specifically from our good friend Reverend Al Sharpton says these are these awards are whitewashed and everything like that, and there's no black actors that are nominated. This is a shame. Hollywood should be ashamed themselves.
Award shows are just talking points.
That's right? Really all
it's
they
not
are.
The stamp of approval. Yeah. This is the absolute best, and this is the only thing that we're allowed to consider the best.
And if you look at the past best female leads, best male leads, oftentimes George Clooney, I don't think ever won an Oscar, did he?
I just posted
all these actors that we hold in such high regard. Some of them have never won, and then you have people like Corey Feldman or something like that that's winning awards. Like, so what really...
Just things to talk about.
Just things.
We
exactly
watch the award shows and we talk about it.
So I don't know why people are outraged when somebody's not, nominated. Like movie.
Okay, but back to the point of Selma, right? So movie producers are thinking, hey, who do we give our money to make a movie to?
Mm-hmm.
And they look at female directors and they say, well, female directors don't win awards, so we're not going to give you money to go make another movie.
Hmm. Interesting.
So that's where it's important.
Yeah. Frank?
I just posted your review, your blog, to Talk of the Town with Mark Pierzma and Frank Elias. For those people that are listening, they can see how you write about the movies that you review. I think that if they did go to your blog, they would find that you're very articulate, you're very insightful, and you cover a lot of bases. This is very well written.
I appreciate that.
You can tell that you're very well versed, very intelligent, and you bring a lot of fact into your blog as well as opinion. This is really good. You've also reviewed American Sniper. Quickly, what did you think of that?
I didn't like the movie. I think Clint Eastwood's a good director. I think Bradley Cooper gave a good performance.
Mm-hmm.
But the movie itself, I also read the book just so I could try to give a fair interpretation.
Right, yeah.
Because my interest is, why did Clint Eastwood choose this movie to make? He's made some very ambivalent movies over the years, and all of a sudden we've got this book that's extremely pro-war. If you read the book, it's very pro-fighting. The author of the book says, I love war, I love every part of being there in the action. And Clint Eastwood took that topic specifically. He didn't just fictionalize a story. He took this and he said, this is this guy's story. But Clint Eastwood also said, I made the most anti-war movie I possibly could with an extremely pro-war book. So there's a conflict there.
What about TV? I mean, I don't watch TV anymore. Is there anything good on TV at all left?
Well,
because I haven't found it.
I just watched this show on Netflix, Black Mirror.
I haven't watched that yet.
The first episode is tremendous. I'm going to write about that soon.
Yeah, it's in my queue, but I just haven't...
That'll knock you out.
I just haven't watched it
yet. It's like The Twilight Zone on steroids.
Ooh, I like that. That's nice.
In reviewing these movies, do you also kind of like... Because I'm thinking, hey, you're very articulate. You do an excellent job with your blogs. Could you come on a regular basis and give us your take on some of these movies?
Yeah.
I know on weekends, as a family, we sit around the TV and we say, okay, let's get a Netflix movie, and we have no idea what to watch. It'd be great to have somebody local saying, hey, these are the ones you might want to, you never heard of, but you might want to watch.
Yeah.
I would like to do that.
That's cool. Right. If you haven't watched Chef on Netflix yet, watch that one. It's with Jon Favreau and John Leguizamo and a couple other cast members. It's a fantastic movie. I was really surprised on how good it was. It was about the chef that did this.
I spent 10 years as a projectionist. I watched movies all the time, and now I work in the corporate world. I don't have as much time to see them.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Chris, give us the blog name and all that good stuff and how folks can check it out.
MossIslandSounds.com. It's all one word, MossIslandSounds.com.
Why Moss Island Sounds?
I started brewing beer a couple of years ago, and we were talking about a mutual friend of ours earlier.
Patty.
Yeah, Patty said, you need a name that has something to do with a local area. And we kept thinking, what are you going to call this beer? And I said, well, Moss Island is a local thing. So
that.
And then once we named the beer, pretty much everything else flowed from that. Well, you know, if I'm going to put on a play, that's Moss Island Productions. If I'm going to do a blog, it's Moss Island Sounds. Patty thinks of this stuff, and I just run with it.
Excellent. Just like Jay and us. Jay thinks of it, we run with it. And Jason's put all that information and those links right up on our Facebook to make it easy for you folks out there. It's facebook.com/talkingtotown with Mark Peters and Frank Elias. Chris, looking forward to hearing from you again. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Excellent interview.
It is 7:49. It's Talking to Town. It's 100.7 FM, WUTQ.